Hi everyone, welcome to Saturday with Barry. Look, we are live and in person. I'm gonna point wrong ways. So this is David, this is Roger, and we're here.
It's so confusing that we're mirrored, because when I do Zoom, it doesn't mirror.
How do you change it?
You can just like select it in your video preferences.
Yeah, remember when?
I'm wrong every time I do it because
remember when
this.
We did this, because one time I had the background and I was like, it's mirrored. Does it look mirrored to you? You're like, no, girl, you look fine. I'm like, it's backwards.
It's backwards. All right, I'm going to learn how to fix that after this video. Mm-hmm. For now, I'm just going to point wrong. That's Roger. Mm-hmm. But now I can see myself, so why? We're here to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race, All-Star 6, episode 6? 7.
7.
7.
Show up, queen.
Show up.
Show up, queen. I did my recap to this very late, meaning I did it yesterday, because I hated this episode.
Right. Technically, there's another episode up right now.
It's available already.
Right now. So we're behind right now.
So we are a little behind, but that
waiting
is good. We're waiting because Robert's here in person. Normally, he is in Texas when we do the film.
And there'll be a lot of people probably look at this, they're like, wait, he's in New York? He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Sorry,
girls. But Roger's in New York for
36 more hours.
I would say just one more day.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see him.
No.
But we're going to talk about this episode. What did you think of the episode overall? Who went home?
It's funny because it's such a long time
the
ago.
The weirdo tie breaker.
So it was one of those things where, I'm watching All Stars with someone who's never watched Drag Race before. Mm-hmm. So it's really been interesting for him to have opinions about queens that I'm like, oh, but in their season,
right.
Or in like in some of their cases, yeah, but like in real life, they're like this. I'm like, ugh, like the song was horrible. And it was long. And but he was like, oh, this is cool. Oh, they're writing their lyrics, you know? And,
sure.
And so for us, we're so used to this.
Did you play him some of the good ones that
oh, yes,
in the past?
I have.
Good.
What I'm frustrated with, and it's my frustration with pop music in general, is European music is so poppy and fun and gay, and they very much give the UK queens those fun songs, and then the songs we get here are a lot.
Garbage.
Yeah, they're trying to serve mainstream American music, but
right.
The gays don't want that.
No,
yeah.
Also, the gays are not RuPaul's Drag Race's demographic anymore either.
I think that's true. That's true.
So that is they're catering to the teen girls.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested to see what would happen if they brought in the musical producers from the UK. I mean, because literally they're two for two right now.
They are. Both of their songs are great.
Yeah.
Sure, we're going to get another one in October.
Yeah. But also, I don't need songs that have 7 verses.
No.
By Queens.
Right.
No, and that was one of my biggest confusions. I was like, why did they even divide it into teens?
If they were all going to do one.
If they're all going to do the same song. Right?
Yeah.
Or, I was going to say, maybe they just do it 2 different times, but I didn't.
And they
wouldn't
even judge the teens either, right?
No. Right. Not at all.
Useless. No.
Not at all. It just made no sense. The whole episode made no sense to me. I didn't get it. But we're gonna rate it anyway.
But that tie, I literally was like, okay, I'm kind of over this episode. I know he's gonna go home. And then while it was happening, I definitely was just kind of laying on the couch. And then I got up. And then I was like, oh my God, what is happening? And then I threw myself on the ground. I was like, oh, I just I turned to Timo. I was just like, so this is what happens when awkward things happen on television. This is how I react. So, and as someone that I just started dating for it's been only a couple months, but I need you to know, if we ever watch Survivor and Tribal Council gets really awkward, I hide behind the wall. I peek.
I love that.
I really just want to peek,
So did you think Pandora was going home?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, and I love Pandora. She is a Drag Race legend.
She is.
But I thought it was her cut.
Yeah.
There's just a lack of elevation compared to some of the other queens of mine.
Yeah, and she brought up that she's been waiting to do this for
eight
years. And I was like, well, our drag hasn't changed that much.
No, right.
Like, you were literally just waiting because nothing changed.
But, you know, she also hasn't had...
But I feel like they wanted her for Snatch Game.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons I believe she's still there.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll get tonight.
Which we get right now if you want to watch it.
Right now. True. Right now. We're going to watch it later together.
We are. We're going to watch it out in the bars.
The bars want us to wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Proof of vaccination.
Absolutely. We're all vaccinated.
All
That's masks. Why we're sitting here without masks.
Yes.
New York is now a mask state, I think. All right, so you can talk about their performances if you want. I have nothing nice to say about them because I hated the song. I mean, I know there were two that really stood out as good to me. The rest were mediocre and two were bad.
And I also feel like, once again, like the judging is just so unpredictable and inconsistent.
Out of nowhere.
That like, it doesn't even really matter, I think, how they did. Like, the producers
just
choosing who's going home.
Right. Yeah, I think this season they're really pushing that redemption theory on us, because the queens that did poorly in these challenges are the ones that end up on the top.
Right.
And usually win, which will be interesting for Snatch Game, because Kylie went home on Snatch Game on her season.
Mm-hmm.
Pandora did really well.
But didn't
on
win.
On Snatch Game, but didn't win.
So
Ginger won her season.
Can you imagine them sending Ginger home on Snatch Game?
It's so crazy.
I don't want to think about that.
Eureka did well in her Snatch Game on the first time around. Trinity did Snatch Game. I don't remember if she did or
Trinity
not.
Trinity
did because she didn't make Minaj.
She didn't make Minaj.
But Raja has never done.
Raja has never done it.
Raja went home that early in her season?
No, I think they had so many people that season. I think it was just late. And so, I mean, and she didn't make like halfway through out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're just going to judge their performance looks. If you want to talk about their performances when it happens, by all means, say something.
I don't even know.
There's no reason to.
But
we're going to start with, of course, RuPaul in this exquisite gown. It's so good.
One of my favorites that she is, I mean, is instantly iconic.
Yeah, this is her best look this season.
Why isn't this the promo?
Oh,
you know?
Girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure she saved this because Zaldi was on this episode, or not saved it, but he might have saved it for her for this episode. I love it. There's nothing I can say bad about it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, she should have worn this on the Mixed Patterns runway.
Mm-hmm.
This gives me like Met Gala vibes.
Yes.
But she won't dress up for Met Gala. Enjoy. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss RuPaul's look?
100.
That is what I would think too.
Who could not like this?
89!
What? Who was the booth?
There were three.
Who?
I don't remember who they were. I did this Tootin' Booth so long ago. I don't remember anything. but three people I know did boot this, and shame on you.
Yeah, we'll boot them.
Yeah, you're going to be banned from my Instagram. This is Trinity's performance, or her lip sync look. I think it's awful.
I'm booted.
And her wig fell off.
And the wig fell off.
And I have to say, I liked her natural hair better than this wig.
Oh, it did look good.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
I was like, if she had like played off that she meant to do it off, I'd have been like, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
But now she got flustered. This look is a boot for me.
Yes, boot.
Instagrams. Who cares?
Do they get points for this?
No.
I mean, not for Instagram, but probably like a 50-50 maybe. I could see something like that.
No, 62% boot is ugly. It's just ugly. I didn't do Alexis's reveal, but she revealed down to a dance suit as well. And her wig stayed on, even though it is huge. It's fine. It's really long.
I don't like this.
She did have my favorite line on this episode. No, she did. She had my second favorite line on this episode when she said, I got two lipsticks, bitch. My favorite line was when they were revealing it. And I don't know if you heard in the background about how they all guessed what it might be. And Eureka O'Hara said, maybe Madame LaQueer?
Yes.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Madame LaQueer lip-synced a total of one time on Drag Race and lost.
Yeah.
But all right.
Eureka just in general seems like she's just there for like.
She has no reason to be there anymore because she has her own show and she doesn't need this.
Right. I don't. Yeah.
I think
she gets paid more on the HBO show.
I think she was on this because HBO was not filming because of COVID. They couldn't film their series. And so she's like, yeah, I got time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything else.
And they pay the girls to come on. Right?
Yeah, you get like a stipend
okay.
for every episode that you're on. I'm going to toot Alexis. I like her. I don't know why you don't like her.
She just never does it for me.
That's fine.
And you don't find that wig to be a bit loafy.
It's yeah, yeah. I
it's a patch of loaf. That's what she wears. It's her drag. I do love orange on her. And orange looks really good on her. She likes to wear orange as well. My problem with it is that it's so long. I don't know why it's sitting on the floor like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But it comes off right away. To the root on Instagram. What do you think? Probably a two, but not honestly, I think people like her. Yeah, right. No, 58%.
Just enough like her.
Just enough.
I don't like orange in general.
Either. Oh, okay.
So I just find it a hard
fair enough. All right, so this is Jan's performance look. And a very unfortunate picture. Sorry, everyone.
It is a bit unfortunate. But it's like classic Jan for me.
Absolutely. It's a great performance outfit.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
I mean, I don't love the wig, but I'm not a big fan of these flat wigs that the queen seemed to really love this season.
I think but it's just like a trend.
Her. But it's a good, I think it's a good thing that moves when you dance.
Yes.
So yeah, I toot.
Toot.
Toot. Oh, I didn't give you a chance. Sorry.
It's okay.
56% on Instagram.
I'm
kind of low. But fine.
I could find some people thinking this is basic.
Yeah.
And I think people have really been liking her this season. I don't know why.
I find her more likable this
season. I like her more this season, too. I did not like her on her season. Pandora Box. Just the outfit, not the crappy song.
I actually liked the outfit.
I think the outfit's cute.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Gem and the Holograms.
Okay. Oh, very much so. I love her wig.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, the dress is cute.
Yeah.
I think it's a great look. I just always find her makeup to be, like, just not enough.
Okay.
Like, I look at her and I see, like, lipstick and eyeshadow.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I see it.
Like, I don't see enough.
That's my drag. She just came for my drag. That is why I'm also not on RuPaul's Drag Race.
She is.
But exactly, she is. What do you think Instagram thought of this cute little look from Pandora?
65% too.
No, she kind of a boot. 56% boot.
Y'all are just jumping on
they just didn't like
Pandora
her, I think. Yeah. The hate. Pandora hate.
Pandora hate.
Raja Di O'Hara looks fantastic.
This is so good.
I don't even care that they hated the boots.
Yeah, the boots and
who cares?
Yeah, no. I want to wear this. This is one of the ones that's like, I want to
so
be on
good.
Stage,
uh-huh.
singing Ariana Grande.
It's really, really good. It's a great color. The hair is right. The makeup mm-hmm. is right.
And she moved really well in it. And you can tell it's corsety, but
yeah.
she moved really well in it.
Mm-hmm.
I chewed it.
Yeah. Toots. I'm always a fan of your destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What do you think Instagram thought?
75%.
81.
There,
right there.
Right there,
right there, girl.
Right there.
And finally, for the first group, Trinity K. Bonet.
I like this. This was more like the Misfits from Gem and the Holograms.
This gives me like Trinity K. Bonet's take on Trixie Mattel.
Little bit. I like the way, I don't like the boots coming up so high.
Oh, I do. It gives me
I think
very,
they're
like,
too high.
It like gives me like hooker slutty vibes.
They're very hooker slut.
Like this is the outfit that she should have worn for her Nicki Minaj snatch game.
Exactly. That is what this is. I think if the boots were just even cut down a little bit, I would like it more, but I feel like they're just riding way too high. But I like the outfit. It's still a toot for me.
Yeah. It's a toot.
And this wig is wonderful.
Yeah.
Instagram. I think they like her.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like an 85% too. I feel like people
92.
Oh, there you go.
Woo. There you go.
There you go.
On to our next group, Eureka O'Hara. Very unfortunate photo.
Oh, God. Also, her breastplate doesn't match the rest of her skin tone.
We're going to talk about her breastplate a bit.
Oh, okay.
Because the way she sits, I don't know if you do you watch Untucked, everyone?
No, I have.
The way
I
she sits in Untucked is like this.
And
so her boobs
oh, yeah.
are and here. And she's always like peering.
Yes, because
and, yeah,
her and so she has zero neck. I mean, she doesn't have much of a neck anyway, but she literally has like minus 50 neck.
Yeah, yeah. But you know
and
what?
It just looks like a big monster sitting there.
But look at Trinity. Trinity's into it.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah.
I don't think this.
I don't like either the original or the reveal. Because this is the reveal, right?
There's a reveal to this?
Like she took off. Or maybe it was just all just
I don't think
when
so.
She started singing her verse from the top, she turned.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't recall. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't really pay attention to her when she's on.
I don't
yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah,
she looks like a ruffled egg.
She looks bad.
And like the wig color is just slightly off.
I mean, all three of these wigs I hate on this team.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She looks like an egg when you go pick it up from the chicken coop, and there's like all the feathers that are still around. Like,
that
yeah.
might be a new experience.
Oh, I don't. I hate birds. So
right.
So like this is what I imagine when you go pick up the chicken. So I'm
there's
imagining
that stuck to them.
I'm imagining the most disgusting thing. And that's what I think this is.
All okay. right, great. It's
sure.
a boob for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's a boob. Yep.
Yeah,
it's
we're food.
What do you think Instagram thought of?
Oh, I hope it's like 60%.
Yeah, I think people like her. I just don't get not with this outfit. 62% toot.
Sure.
Wrong. You're wrong, people. Wrong.
Wrong.
Now is my least favorite outfit on the runway. This is just so unfortunate.
It looks like a granny diaper.
It's a big granny panty diaper.
That is like grandma trying to be Cher. You know?
If she would have had a Cher wig on, I may have liked it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is intentional. This is just ugly and wrong. And
yeah.
I don't know who would let her go out in this. I mean, their teams put these outfits together. Didn't one of her teammates say, "You can't wear that"?
You look bad.
Girl,
awful.
Yeah.
You in danger, girl.
And I know the judges said if she unfit the jacket, it may have been better. I don't know.
No.
I really have. And I don't know that it's like a full bodysuit underneath it. Maybe that may be the top of it.
I think like a tutu or a skirt would have like made it like a
yeah.
little cuter and more fun.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I just anything would have.
Ugh,
would have
giant
been.
Boot. I hate
boot.
This look so much.
And the wig doesn't go with it.
The wig is again all the wigs on this group
yeah,
are long, and this one is. Might be the most offensive. What do you think Instagram thought of Ginger?
I'm going to say 50-50 because people do like her.
People do like her. But she was the biggest boot of the week with 88%. I don't think so.
That might be our biggest boot ever.
Yeah. Not on All-Stars.
We've never had a... Oh, not All-Stars.
We've had 100% on other shows, but not on this season of All-Stars. For sure. Yeah, it's a big boot. Finally, Kylie Sonique. Love...
I love the outfit, but I don't like the wig.
The wig is so bad.
The wig is awful,
yeah.
But the outfit is wonderful.
I love the way it moves. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Ginger did something like that on the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe her outfit would have been better, but no.
Yeah,
just like something, it just looked naked
yeah.
from the bottom.
Yeah.
But this is, yeah, super
yeah.
cute outfit, horrible wig.
The wig is just so bad. I'm going to toot because I do like the outfit.
Yeah, I think it.
But see, look, if you look at the corner now, Eureka looks like a penguin.
She does. I think it, her outfit was supposed to be like a tuxedo
uh-huh.
type of thing. It's just not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Kylie gets it to Instagram.
Yes.
I think probably like a 60%.
They love her.
Yeah.
So she got 92% too.
Listen.
Her and Trinity tied her top two on Instagram.
She's bringing it. On the fashion.
On the fashion, yes. I'm going to say I'm not a huge fan of her. Drag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised she's still there.
Of Kylie's drag?
Kylie's. I think her drag is boring to me. That's
oh.
all. Not that it's not bad. It's just boring to me.
Yeah. It doesn't have that camp factor. It's very
I
much.
Think, yeah.
It's very much fashion.
It's very fashion woman.
She is like drag queen hosting at a very high end bar.
Yeah.
Drag
exactly.
Clothing.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, who has your favorite look?
Trinity, I think, has my favorite look.
I'm going to go with Raja.
I'm going to go with Raja, too. I really like Raja. Now, if Trinity didn't have those high boots on, it may have been her. But I think Raja is for me. And if Kylie had a better wig, she might have gotten it too. All right, our category on the runway is Hot Tropics.
Oh, I loved this runway.
Before we get into this, what is your definition of Hot Tropics? Because I think some of them missed the mark.
I would
just the category.
I would interpret that as like Caribbean. Like,
yeah, beachy.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not going to say beachy because that's where I think Eureka got it wrong. She went beachy, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like specifically
palm trees,
yeah, exactly.
Flowers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of them did birds, feathers.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Like luau. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Polynesian luau.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's start with Jan.
I thought this was
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Jersey, this is like when you imagine like a Jersey housewife, like
right.
getting ready to go to like the Bahamas or
yes.
Jamaica.
Yeah,
like,
when she said Jersey Shore, I was like, Jersey Shore is not really the tropics, but this looks like someone from the Jersey Shore
uh-huh.
going
the
to the tropics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or yeah, at the in the
yeah.
tropics.
Yeah. And also, I feel like this is one of those outfits that kind of hits like the Jan point of view that I know from like the bars here.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think she looks great in this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really
that
cute
wig.
Outfit. The wig is great.
Yeah,
the back, the fact that her shoes had the same fabric on it, the bag was the same fabric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about matching accessories, so big tooth for me for Jan.
Very good.
Toot.
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Probably like an 80% too, right? This is great.
I think they like this. I don't know. Yeah, 84% too.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. This
she
is the picture
looks,
they also did too, but not the one I just showed.
She even looks like she's like a little Jersey tipsy.
Yeah, exactly. Pandora Box giving you 50s Hamptons woman going to the Caribbean. Or to Palm, maybe someone going to Palm Springs.
See, I like this because for me, this is like, because I watched Mad Men. Like this is the kind of stuff that like January Jones would wear, or like Allison
yeah.
Brie like would wear when they're about to go on their like big shorts. To, you know, the Bermuda or Hawaii.
Yeah, it's classic Pandora. I think it's very cute. What do you think of her makeup here? She did her whole face. I think this is probably her best makeup.
She looks fantastic. Like, you cannot deny that. It's just like, I just don't find this to be as, like, elevated.
Yeah.
But she
also, I mean, this is a dress you could probably buy on Amazon.
Yeah. Right. But she's, I mean, Pandora, like, when it comes down to it, is Pandora's, like, that old school queen of that, like, of that old guard. I mean,
yeah.
You know, like, all these newer queens are much
designer,
much more, like, let me split while I'm lip syncing kind of deal.
Sure.
Know?
And it's, like, I'm sure she's an amazing queen. It's just like maybe Drag Race has evolved in a way that her
yeah,
skills don't apply to.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because like this
yeah,
is
Drag the, Race has passed her.
This is the kind of stuff that like Bianca was kind of aesthetically
right.
wearing her season.
Right. And
Bianca
that is why Bianca
says
dress. She will never come back. She's like, I would fail at Drag Race.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But I think it's cute. It's a cute. I love the flower in her hair. I love her wig. I love the matching suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I think she looks great.
I believe she said she made that suitcase.
I'm sure she did.
How do you make a suitcase?
You just cover it in fabric.
Oh, yeah. So
she covered it. She glued some fabric to it.
I was like, did she
I'm sure
learn
she
how
did.
To like craft?
I'm sure she didn't sew anything.
Yeah. I toot it.
Toot.
I'll give it a soft toot.
Okay, thanks. What do you think Instagram thought?
Probably like a positive.
Sure.
Maybe like 55% more?
No, 92, girl. You are wrong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, I think they really like this one. And rightfully so, I think she looks great.
Great work.
Raja G. O'Hara giving us Simone impersonation.
And this also felt like leftover fabrics from her
mixed fabric
runway, right?
Yeah. It's a boot for me. I don't like it.
I just wish it wasn't, I don't mind it. I just wish it wasn't a bathing suit.
Right. It's not enough.
If she had like even just like a sheer overlay over it.
Oh, like a caftan.
Yeah. It would be wonderful, but it's just so boring. Her wig is great.
It is a great wig. Fun wig.
It is very reminiscent of something Simone wore. I know these were filmed at the same time, so neither of them was copying off of the other.
Right.
Sparky Balastri. I brought him up in our staff.
He did.
because someone, the new development person, did a sparky plastry move as her dance.
It
was
that's
so good.
She earned a lot of points real fast.
She really did. All right, so we're all booting this look.
Yeah, it's just underwhelming.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, it's just exactly not good.
And it really does look like scraps from that other look.
Well,
yeah.
You're just expecting more at this point.
Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought?
Probably like a 60% or two, sorry.
56, you're right. Yeah. Right on there.
Trinity. Yeah. Yes, this is some
carnival.
This is some like Courtney Act stuff, you know, like style. Like, I'm gonna bring out anyway. I love this. And she went, I mean, how you pack it in, I don't know
how she packed that,
but then she adds the samba moves, and I'm like, now you're set with it. I loved it.
I did. I was listening to your story, but I don't love it.
It doesn't feel right,
too costumey. It's a total costume. That's my problem with it.
Like, if they said the theme was carnival and she came out, this would be like, oh my god! Like,
does this happen in the tropics? Sure, but it's a costume for the tropics. It's not a tropics look to me.
Agreed.
Do I think she looks bad? No, I think she looks stunning. Other than I would not have worn that way with this headpiece. That's just my opinion. So yeah, booby.
I'm gonna toot it still because it's incredible for what it is.
It is.
For me, it's just
I wish she had stayed in this outfit for the lip sync. This outfit is so much better than what she wore for the lip sync.
Just
take the feathers off and take your headpiece off.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then you would have a better lip sync costume as well.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought of this?
Oh, I'm sure it's like 100.
100%.
Okay. 82.
Just 88% too.
Just
I mean, it's a good two. It's a strong two. I still boot it because I think it's just too costumey. It crosses that border.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Boom.
Can we just skip it?
Boom.
Can we just say boom?
No, I have something to say about Miss Eureka. It's a boot. No woman ever wants to look like a beach ball, even that is, when that is your intention.
Right.
Yeah.
That is, it's so unflattering.
Yeah.
It's so ugly.
And it's just basic.
It's a bathing suit.
It's a cop-out.
Yeah.
And she's got HBO money.
And that wig doesn't go with it.
It does not. No.
A red, white, and blue wig actually might have made this look a lot better.
Well, and that's what I watched Fashion Photo Review last night, and they're like, oh, the wig has the colors in it. So I'm like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Was she considered in the top?
I don't know if they had a top.
Yeah, I can never tell who's in the top.
I think they just called them safe. They picked a winner and then called the other safe.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you get to?
No, we might just want to finish before three in case someone does have
okay.
To this room. We're almost done.
We have 8 minutes. We're almost done. So we're all booting this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Instagrams. Hopefully it has to be.
Like 75%.
It's a 56%.
Wow.
Toot. For this monstrosity. Gross.
The audacity of this monstrosity.
Ginger Minj giving us a look very similar to Jan.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, Jan's was just much more fun.
Yeah.
And
this one, it just, for her, and I didn't realize Jan's not that much taller than Ginger Minj. They're just a couple inches different. But this swallows her up.
Exactly.
She bragged about it in her runway saying this is 36 yards of fabric. It's like, it sure is.
It's just too much for her body.
Yeah.
It's too much. And it's also like, it's just one print. Like, if there's not enough happening.
No.
Mm-hmm.
While there's also so much happening.
So I'm going to boot it.
Yeah, I'm going to boot it as well.
Because it's just messy. I will say on Fashion Photo Review, they liked this one more than Jana's. Just putting that out there. But they work for World of Wonder, so I'm sure they are told what to say.
Who they like.
Yeah. What do you think Instagram thought of this?
Oh, I think it's still a
giant sleeping bag.
Like 75% too.
Yeah, I got 76% too, right there. It does look better opened up like that.
It's cool, but this also,
just still too much fabric.
And it's not off the shelves, but this looks like something you can get at Target.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Finally, we have Kylie Sinead. Love the bird of paradise.
Amazing.
It's so great. It's so great.
I like it.
Okay.
I know you were right. I don't love it as much as everyone else does, but I do like it. Again, it is on that border of costume to me.
Really?
But hits doesn't go far as far as training stuff.
But it's, you know, it has a point of view. Like there's a clear, like,
yeah, it's
thought
great.
Of it.
It's a great
thought
idea.
To it. Yeah.
Well, and no one else went this path.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. And I also love the straps on the heels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
that
a well put together look.
That wig is great.
The wig is great.
And then, I mean, you obviously, you know, while you're watching it, and you know she's doing the runway, and the camera hits Jess right as she's like looking from the back over her shoulder.
She
it
does
just,
that a lot.
I don't know. She, but for this, like,
yeah,
really
I will say that what I don't like is the feathers, and I know that's the main focus of it, but I think there's too much of it.
It could be pulled back maybe a little.
Yeah, that's all. I think it's a great look.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously it's a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
I hope it's like a 90% 2.
I think it's higher.
Yes.
96% too.
Yes.
It was the top 2 on Instagram. I love that she referenced Sasha Colby, who was her roommate at the time when she filmed this. Sasha Colby is an amazing performer. If you've never seen her, she's now part of Sasha Velour's Nightgowns crew.
Okay.
So she's a permanent cast member of that. You've seen her.
Yep.
she was fantastic as a performer. If and when RuPaul ever lets trans contestants on regular seasons, I think she would kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably win. That's how good she is. Who's your favorite look? I'm assuming you're gonna pick Kylie.
I'm picking Kylie. You can go with Jen. You can go with Pandora.
I'm thinking Pandora. I'm gonna go with Pandora because I really think it's cute. And it's also something that I would wear. I think it's adorable.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I would wear Jan's look.
I think Jan is my second choice for this as well.
Yeah.
I think Jan's is like the most like accessible to the normal human.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it fit exactly what she was referencing. You knew exactly what she was referencing.
Yeah.
There you go. We did it.
We did it.
And we did it before 3 o'clock, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to say about this episode?
Glad it's over. Glad we get a snatch game tonight.
And you know, I'm kind of over the game within a game because we are.
It doesn't exist.
Who cares? We're literally 8 episodes in. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It doesn't need to happen anymore. No one should come back if that's their intention.
Yeah. And I think I'm officially, I've hit my Drag Race wall. Like, I'm a little like.
Drag Race Holland starts Friday. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I haven't watched yet? España.
Not gonna go back to it. I did not enjoy it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. Not that much.
Oh.
I mean, I watched it and it was fun. I fell asleep during her snatch game because I didn't know
any of them
and I had to read it all.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know what's going on. And it was, they overpacked that episode because it was the reading challenge, snatch game, and a 3-look ball.
No.
In one episode.
That's literally 2.5 episodes. Yeah.
So
that's
yeah. Do you know who they're all playing in Snatch Game?
I have no idea. I don't want to.
I'm going to be surprised.
Be surprised. I know who they are.
Okay.
Not that I wanted to know. Someone literally texted to me.
Rude.
So I'm not going to be surprised about that. I also know who the Lipstick Assassin is.
Is it exciting?
Someone I like.
Okay.
Is
it Madame
LaQueer? It is not Madame LaQueer. Although now I kind of want her to come back. Maybe she'll come and lip sync against Eureka. That would be funny. I don't think Eureka's going to win a challenge, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Who do you think is going to win Snatch Game? Predictions now.
I want a Pandora box redemption on Snatch Game. That's what I want.
I have a feeling Ginger could.
I think Ginger's is strong. If we're doing, you know, the redemption season, Kylie would be a choice because she went home on her season.
Mm-hmm.
The very first season of Snatch Game. Doing Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Has anyone ever done Gaga well?
Jam.
But that wasn't Snatch Game.
Yeah.
Very different.
Right.
But Gaga, and that'll be it'll be interesting to see who impersonates them and who
mm-hmm.
is witty enough to be them.
Right.
Yeah. We also have. Do we think Trinity might be in trouble this week?
I don't see. Like, this is definitely not her strength.
No. But there also, our guest judge is Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mother. Would they send Trinity home with Tina Knowles sitting there?
Is Trinity going to do Beyonce for Snatch Games?
No.
No. I will tell you that. No.
Okay. Then I don't think she'll be in trouble.
Okay.
I think she'll be, I think it might actually end up probably like a nice moment on the runway. It's like, I love you.
Of her worshiping her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see.
And like her being like, Beyonce would be proud of you right now.
Oh, that's going to happen. I wonder if, they probably won't even show it, but like if they talk about her impersonating Beyonce, mm-hmm. if Tina has seen it or says, oh, I showed this to Beyonce. It's never going to happen.
We'll see.
That's all we're going to talk about because we're going to go back to work. Roger's going to go play around the center in the village.
What are you going to go do? Until 5. I said, what are you going to do?
Oh,
not
what
bar are you going to
do? What bar are you going to do?
I don't know. That
was now he's going to go to a bar.
Always an option.
Yeah. I don't know. I may walk over to the Highline.
Yeah. That's nice.
I mean, it's
walk
a nice day.
Walk over to Little Island and see if you can get out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to have reservations, but
I tried looking at it yesterday, and I can make a reservation now. So
yeah,
I
just go over there and see if that'll let you in.
Yeah.
It's lovely. That's all, everyone. We will be back. I don't know. Sometime.
Yeah.
Roger?
Yes.
Well, Snatch Game, are we going to recap or are you? He's going on vacation, so I don't want to interrupt his vacation.
Well, but I, yes, I will do it.
All right. You heard it.
Yeah.
If it gets to next Wednesday and it still isn't done.
Even if we have to do it tonight, we
still. Oh, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it at the bar.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. We'll be back sometime next week to root with you and we're going to watch Snatch Game together. Bye, everyone.
Bye.